Welcome to the worst week yet. The least informed podcast on the left. It's a podcast where every week, as if we were a car with an illuminated check engine light, we see how long we can keep going until we finally fucking break down. I'm your host, Andrew Hillary, joined once again by my longtime friend, most times co-host, Edie Rose Deanna.
What's up?
I don't know. I'm hearing like sinking submarine sounds just in my head. So I don't think that can be a sound of a sign of anything good.
Something is happening, listeners. I don't know if you're going to hear it. I don't know if we'll ever hear it again or if it was a ghost in the machine. There's some kind of deep sea sonar beeping going on and we can't figure out where it's coming from or if Kennedy is spoofing us and doing it on purpose. Speaking of Kennedy, how's it going?
You know, I'm not like an old car personally. I'm like a brand new vehicle made in 2023, but that vehicle happens to be a fucking Cybertruck.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many of your parts have been recalled?
I was going to say, Kennedy, it looks like your edges don't quite meet where they're supposed to.
Yeah, the Works on Any Planet Cybertruck currently stalling out on a very small hill. That's my life.
Wait, Works on Any Planet?
That's something that Elon Musk said about it.
Oh, man. What a fucking dork. We're going to talk about Elon Musk. We actually have a couple stories
talk about Elon Musk on this show?
But before we talk about that loser, let's talk about another famous loser. How are you, Andrew?
Oh, well, sometimes I get upset whenever no one asks me how I'm doing. This is not one of those times. I'm all right. Like, I'm finally...
You described you as famous.
I thought that was nice. I was being nice.
Yeah, that's...
You called me a famous loser, and only one of those things is true. I'm doing all right,
a
you know.
Loser on any planet.
Space Kadork. Anyways, I'm fine, I guess. No, I finally, you know, I'm feeling much better. I haven't been sleeping like hardly at all because, okay. So this might be a little bit of hot take.
Is this the juicy gossip? Are you about to give us the
I'm going to give you the juicy goss around about what's going on around my house. I kind of hate having a fucking kitten.
Dang, that's the juice goose right there.
Okay, but you am looking at this kitten right now and he's so fucking cute.
Here's the thing.
People ask me if they should adopt a kitten and a lot of times I'm like...
The answer is no. The answer is no.
And they're always like... You don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know. And then they get the kitten and they're like, maybe this was kind of a situation after all.
I was talking to your roommate about it at the bar on Thursday. And I was saying that I think in all the years I've known you to be a cat guy, I don't think I've ever seen you in the chokehold of a kitten.
No. The last time I had a kitten, I was like 8 years old. And so here's the thing is that Biscuit right now looks very cute. He's looking out the window. He looks like a postcard or something.
He's
adorable. The thing is, what this cat does is he will chill most of the day. You know, sometimes he's being a little rambunctious, little guy. But most of the day he'll just chill, sleep, you know, he'll do whatever. And then for some reason, as soon as I lay down to go to sleep at night, every single night, he just starts fucking with shit. He wants to climb everything in my room. Like, he'll go and try and climb on top of the TV. He'll try and climb on top of my computer. He'll try and climb. And what he wants to do is scratch at the paintings that are hanging on the wall, paintings that my dead mother made. So, like... fucking irreplaceable stuff. He wants to like try and knock them off the wall.
Mild sense of attachment to those, I imagine.
Just a bit. And yeah. He wants stop. and he'll do this for hours. And I like sit up, and here's the thing is that I know that he knows that I don't want him to do this, because as soon as I like sit up from bed, he'll stop, or like, he'll like freeze up. He doesn't do that whenever he's just like playing with something on the ground, like a piece of fucking like a bottle cap or whatever the fuck he finds. He doesn't care. But whenever he's fucking with that shit, as soon as I sit up in bed, he like, oh shit. And then runs away. And he'll just do this all night, to the point that like I have to close my door now and have him and Gravy outside of the bedroom, which I don't want to have cats and not have them sleep in bed with me. It's fucking, that's like one of the best parts about having a cat.
Also, there are additional paintings that your dead mother did out in the not your room parts of the house.
He doesn't fuck with them because I'm not in the room. He's trying to fuck with me.
Man, as a person that shows up and mostly delights in antagonizing you, that, Biscuit, that's fucked up.
He also,
yeah, even Deanna and I, even, who called you a famous loser earlier today, are appalled by this behavior.
You know, one thing about me is I know when too far is too far, and Biscuit has gone too fucking far.
Also, I don't understand this one either. He, for some reason, just once a week or so, just gets mad at the water feeder. Like, I have like a water fountain. He just gets mad at it and like rips it apart and like drains all the water on the ground. And like, what are you doing? You drink from there. You need this. You stupid fucking. Oh my God.
I wish I knew which button was the Fred Durst, it's just one of them days, because like, that's definitely what Biscuit is going through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say I appreciate that my cats, as annoying as they can be, they worship the waterer. When I fill that thing up, they all come over and like have a church service.
That's how it should be. Water is life, Biscuit.
Yeah.
Why are you fighting life?
I mean, why are we fighting life?
You know,
why are we fighting death is the better question.
Actually, you know, considering the amount of ennui that you have, we're lucky Biscuit hasn't absorbed more of it. I think it's
right. Biscuit has a healthy zest for destruction.
Biscuit is destroying the water fountain because he's suicidal. Is that what you're saying?
Possibly. You've imprinted something bizarre on this cat. I also think like he chills most of the day, and I think you take for granted that he's chill. Like, maybe you have to aggress him while you're awake, and so then like when you try to go to sleep, he's like, thank God this fucker is fucking sleeping, and then doesn't want to bother you anymore. Like, you have to make it so,
I have to make life a living hell.
Yeah, you have to make
it. You
gotta
wear him out. You gotta
make it like, so unpleasant for him for you to be awake that he delights he delights in your slumber.
Well, it
you
is already
like, it's 7 o'clock, bud. It's time to play games. And if you don't want to play games, I don't give a shit, buddy. Like,
time for me to put you in a pillowcase
right
and swing you around my head.
Well, that's a bit more extreme than I was imagining.
Oh, that's
desperate
one of my
times,
favorite
desperate
games.
Desperate measures.
It's one of my favorite games.
I was going to say, just play the game where you just keep touching his belly. Cats love that.
I mean, here's the thing. We're all having the worst week yet, Biscuit included.
Speaking of the worst week yet, we've got a Patreon. Patreon.com/worstweekyet. You can sign up and support the show and get access to bonus materials. This week, Kennedy and I, we watched the worst Godzilla movie yet. It was real fucking
Actually,
bad.
I have seen worse Godzilla movies, maybe, but only barely.
There's one that
I watched that I just kind of like I tuned it out almost completely. It was so bad.
Well, anyways, but we watched a bad Godzilla movie.
What are the worst?
The point is just Godzilla movies can be really bad, and this is one of them that is just wow, just wow.
Godzilla
and,
movie badness is a spectrum.
We also finally talked about going to the train show a month after we said we would, but we did it. Anyways, you can sign up to support the show. You give whatever the fuck you want. But if you give $10 a month, we say your name. So a big shout out. Thank you to Chauncey Unders, Terminally Online, Leftist Zap Actions, Donner, Mega Force Space, Nandy Angelus, Old Hobgoblin, Dragula 206, AJ from Baltimore, The Man in the West, Optimus Crime, Pablo, Hummus Goblin, Mode, Andrea Humphrey, You Fuck Like My Dad, Josh Troopin, Brienne, Nick Adams, Parentheses Alpha Male, Index, and CIA Brain Bugs.
Speaking of our $10 a month subscribers, yep. Terminally Online Leftist had a birthday this week.
Ooh,
happy birthday, pal.
Happy birthday to our subscriber. I think that was legally distinct.
Yeah, that was it. That's exactly what Marilyn Monroe said. happy birthday, Terminally Online Leftist, who is not just our subscriber, but also is a YouTuber and a internet blabbermouth in his own right. So, you know, if you haven't heard enough people talk about stuff you kind of already know about, go check out his YouTube.
That's right. Actually, we're plugging
based on the feedback we get on this show, stuff you don't know anything about.
Yeah, honestly. Either way, Dylan does know some stuff, so go check out Terminal's YouTube thing.
Did you just dox our patron? We have to move on. We have so much fucking news to cover. Oh my goodness. This truly was the worst week yet. I don't know how to tell you guys.
I think you just did.
No, I mean the next thing.
Can I bring in quick update?
Okay.
One of Young Thug's co-defendants was stabbed and the trial's delayed till January.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I hate it
just a big old mess. That's all.
Getting stabbed is one of my least favorite reasons for being late for stuff, honestly.
I mean, yeah. It's up there. It's up there with the worst.
I just wanted to quickly draw attention to this because I said I would keep bringing updates on the Young Thug trial when something exciting happened. Someone getting stabbed is pretty exciting. Two is because I want all the people who were like, we shouldn't enjoy the prison system being shitty when Derek Chauvin got stabbed. Where are you right now crying about Shannon Stillwell?
Where are you?
I'm so sorry. Okay, let's move on.
Thank you for the update. Now I truly don't know how to talk about our first story after we've already discussed.
To be fair, we don't know how to do anything and we do it anyway, so just go for it.
Okay. The apes are gone.
No!
Somebody stole more apes. And like... The thing I'm sorry, I can't do this. I can't fucking do this.
Pull yourself together.
Okay, so the thing is...
Deanna, can you get him a tissue?
I'm gonna use the show notes.
I'm going to need a few.
Just cry on biscuit.
Some NFT trading platform called, ready for it, NFT Trader.
I mean, I
don't know why that fucking got me so hard. That was a knee slapper.
I can't be mad, you know? I mean, it's right.
I appreciate the honesty. I appreciate clarity about those products and services you offer. Thank you so much.
They got hacked this week, and somebody stole 13 mutant apes and 37 bored apes. And they are valued at $3 million.
How many?
A total of 50.
Ooh, math. I just tricked you into doing math. Thank you so much for that. A little Christmas gift for me, a little math. Fuck.
Anyways, thank you for tuning in. This will be the last episode ever. No, so
yeah,
I don't
understand. Because our funding came from the apes.
I don't understand how 50 apes was worth $3 million. How are they worth anything? They're worth nothing, but like, how are they valued at anything at this point? It's crazy. No money makes sense.
I didn't understand at first with the NFTs. And then like, as time has gone on every time I've been like, okay, like, I think this is stupid, but I do understand it. Then something else occurs and I'm like, nope, nope, nope. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I definitely understand them less than when I started. Like, at the beginning of this whole thing, a buddy of mine broke down the technology to me, and I was like, yeah, okay. I mean, it's dumb, but I get it. I relatively understand how it works. I relatively understand what it is.
Right, same.
But no, actually, the more time goes on, the more I'm like, I don't understand NFTs at all.
Yes.
And... that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I think.
So, you know, pour one out for all of our beautiful, lovely apes. You know, we barely knew you. And now the apes are gone.
Planet of the apes. They're on the Cybertruck planet.
Remember when Seth Green was going to make a show out of his ape and then it got stolen? I think about that pretty regularly still.
I never think about that at all. In fact, I forgot about it until you brought it up just now, but I'm definitely going to like find a way to work that into conversation at least 3 times this week.
So folks, moving on, I know, you know, with the holidays approaching and the cold weather setting in, a lot of folks, you know, around this time of year, a lot of folks tend to struggle. You know, seasonal depression is a real thing. And thanks to Deanna bringing this to my attention, I found out that seasonal depression can affect more than just, you know, yourself or your friends or your loved ones. Apparently, seasonal depression also affects ChatGPT.
Yes, I'm glad we're talking about this.
ChatGPT got the gloomies. And...
not the fucking gloomies.
Apparently. I don't know. That's I don't know.
Like, your two options as a person are like the zoomies and the gloomies. So ChatGPT has the gloomies. And it's unclear, I think, right? How much of that is just because like people are miserable sacks of shit and that's how...
This is the whole thing when I keep trying to tell people ChatGPT is really not that smart. It just seems smart sometimes because it's trained on our idiosyncrasies. And this is like a continuation of that. It's trained on our idiosyncrasies. It reminds me of like a couple weeks ago it was revealed that ChatGPT does a better job if you tell it, I'll tip you $200 if you do a good job.
Dude, same. Thanks, ChatGPT.
I mean, if somebody told me I'll tip you $200 if you do a good job, I'd be like,
real, recognize real. Yeah. Yep.
I would. Yeah. I would, for the first time in my life, do a good job.
I mean, I would at least try to do a good job. That's the thing.
I would, for the first time in my life, try to do a good job.
Yeah, take that, all you does not work to potential report cards. Fuck you.
Yeah, I didn't even actually read the story because, you know, I would say it. I didn't have time. I did. I don't know why. Maybe I'm seasonally depressed, but I don't know much about this story. But it is funny that, you know,
I asked ChatGPT to summarize this story for me, and it just wouldn't. It just was like, nah.
Okay, so that's part of it.
It can't get out of bed in the morning.
That's part of it is that ChatGPT, like, people are asking it to do things, and it's just being like, I'm feeling really down today. Maybe later. Like, it's literally just...
fucking rips.
It's literally just being like, I don't have the emotional energy for that at this moment.
ChatGPT's like, you know, if the sun's going down earlier, it really makes the day much... It's like, dude, you're a computer. What the fuck do you care about the sun? I don't know.
But also, like, I understand the... As someone who doesn't have seasonal depression, but does have, like, all-season depression, which is more expensive and better quality, quite frankly.
Unlimited coverage.
Yeah. I really struggle when, like, people who are otherwise not really battling a mental health issue really, like, you're just sleepy. Like, you're not depressed. You're not experienced. You have no idea what the fuck depression feels like. You are just tired, my guy. Shut the fuck up. And so, like, it does kind of make me laugh a little about this because, like, it is so much of like a social suggestion. Like people are like, oh, seasonal depression. Yeah, I definitely have that because I'm sleepier now. And then like we just taught a fucking computer program how to do it and it's nailing it, like 10 out of 10 flawless execution.
Deanna, I've got good news for you.
What up?
There is an AI that's depressed year round now. It's called Grok.
Oh my God. Wait. That's our next story, Kennedy. This is breaking news. Grok is woke.
Is that
I thought, are we going to talk about how Grimes is trying to M3-gan us?
What?
I don't know. None of them words was real. What?
Here's the thing. Sometimes I bring up a headline and then two people say two things that make me completely forget why we're talking about anything.
We got another Grok
is woke.
Grok
is woke. Kennedy,
I thought
Grok
was anti-woke.
It was supposed to be, and that's the biggest pain of them all. So,
man, they got
Grok is woke. What did Grok do?
Well, this week Tim Pool tried to use Grok, and was asking it, "Is a transgender woman a man?" And Grok was like, "No."
Wow, Grok got Evanescence pilled. It just was. Woken up inside.
Wake me up!
I am an AI! I'm gonna call you a famous loser.
I'm sure Elon Musk immediately replied, looking into this, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna call you a famous loser at the start of more episodes because you're like really funny today.
Thank you. Now that you pointed it out, though, it's all over. But I will say... this is very fun. Elon Musk, he's had his own, he's had a lot of problems this week. One of the things is that Elon Musk decided to go to war with Microsoft Word or maybe Microsoft Office, one of those programs,
the notes app.
Yeah. Because, you know, clearly it fell victim to the woke mind virus, you know, it happens to the best of us. So this week Elon Musk discovered that there's a feature in Microsoft Word that can underline words that aren't inclusive. So Elon Musk posted this where like the word insane was underlined or something. And so he was like, look, you know, the woke mind virus, it, you can't even write the words in the document anymore, blah, blah, blah. And so Community Notes responded that it was like, this is like an optional feature that is not turned on by default. And then Elon Musk was like, actually, no, it is turned on. I did not turn this on. And then he posted a screenshot of his settings and that was clicked on. And right underneath it, it said, revert to default settings. Yeah, what a fucking moron.
The worst part is not just that he is a moron, but it's that he thinks that like, clearly he thinks that everyone else is a moron. Like, I have to assume that he knows that that's a setting that he turned on and was just like, trying to say that it wasn't, as if other people weren't smart enough to figure out that it was.
The problem with the way things kind of are, maybe this is how they've always been, but it really feels like how they are in our current reality, is that the truth doesn't matter at all, because if somebody already believes something, they're just going to only believe the things that reinforce that and discredit the things that disprove their already held beliefs. It's really upsetting.
It is upsetting.
It reminds me of something I saw this week where this employer had posted, he got a 98 IQ score on his IQ test.
Okay.
And he said, I like to put this on my desk and make it highly visible, let people know that they're talking to somebody that got a 98% on the IQ test, and that I won't be tricked with any talk of living wages, or say said some other
let's fucking go
buzzword.
15 minute cities.
That's Elon Musk.
Yeah, big dummy.
Yeah, but like those people think that they're like, those people think that they're brilliant. And like, my IQ is over 140 and I think I'm an absolute fucking idiot and I wish I was dead. So like, I wish I was just stupid. I wish I was just actually stupid. Maybe I would be happy and think I was winning.
Yeah. No, I mean, that would be, I would like that very much, to be happy. Anyways, so in other Elon Musk news, I think this happened right after we, Jesus fucking Christ, Biscuit has just lost his fucking mind.
Biscuit just did something crazy. Biscuit just American Ninja Warriored the fuck out of this living room.
He thinks I'm going to bed. That's his fucking deal right now.
Yeah, he does. I guess.
Somebody have a tranquilizer dart I could borrow? Anyways.
For me?
Anyways, Elon Musk, he wasn't done fucking up this week. He also, I think that this happened right after we recorded last week, but I don't think we talked about it, where he reinstated Alex Jones on Twitter. I don't think we talked about that last week. We might have.
We mentioned it in passing, but we didn't dive in.
Well, we're not gonna dive into that either. The only reason I bring it up is because like this was obviously like a huge thing that a ton of people were talking about right whenever it happened, and then a couple days later, Tesla announced that it was recalling 2 million vehicles, which is nearly every Model S, Model 3, Model Y, and Model Z that they've sold in the last 10 years. Like,
it's not as exciting as it sounds because it's just they're just sending out a patch, but it's like a required.
Well, it's for the autopilot feature, which is, you know, the one that kills people and whatnot.
So, I should I ruin this podcast by bringing some information to the table?
Absolutely not.
Sure. No.
Well, what the fuck do I do now? One of you is acting like Biscuit, and the other is acting like gravy. And it's
I'm going with Andrew. No information. I've got another Grok story.
I was just going to say that, like, do you think there's a possibility that Elon Musk reinstated Alex Jones so that there would be less attention paid to the fact that all the Teslas had this issue? Mm. Or, like, that they were admitting to there being an issue with the Teslas? I don't know.
No, because the thing is that they didn't announce the recall until they already had a solution to the issue. So it's not like they're being recalled and has to, and they, like, the Teslas are now no longer drivable and they all have to like be returned and taken off the road. It just was like,
yeah, well, it's,
we have to fix this.
It's still bad. Thing.
It's, I mean, it's still very bad. There weren't enough protections on the autopilot feature. It was supposed to only be like, it was supposed to only be enabled on two lane highways, and people were using it in other locations, which is how it ended up fucking killing people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that Elon Musk might be reinstating Alex Jones because I think that, you know, first of all, he's just a fascist.
He loves it.
Right. And he just loves the fascism. But also, I think he might be buying into a little bit of his own, huffing too much of his own fumes.
No.
In terms of, like, I saw this comment, when Elon Musk told the advertisers to fuck off, I saw this comment on YouTube by some kind of Elon simp freak. And this person, and I'm just going to arbitrarily gender him as male, he said,
sometimes it's safe to assume.
I can always tell, personally. he said, don't worry about, I forget exactly the word, but he's like, don't worry about Disney and all these people. There's other money out there. And I love this because it's like, no, when you're talking about like Disney and like Ford Motors and shit like that blacklisting you, there's not just like other money. Like, these are the companies. Like, when we talk about business, there's like the companies that do the business. All of those companies, the companies, they walked away from Twitter. Like Walmart. Okay. There's not like Power Meat, the caffeinated meat or whatever, does not have the advertising budget that Walmart does. I'm just making assumptions about what kinds of guys are left.
Yeah, you don't know anything about the finances of Power Meat, Kennedy.
Every ad I see on that app now in the current, the only even like remotely real thing that I get ads for is DraftKings, that like sports betting thing.
Oh yeah.
Outside of that, every ad that I get is dropshippers. Except for, strangely enough, now I'm getting ads for like OnlyFans as a platform. So like individual content creators cannot like get shit for promoting their OnlyFans accounts on Twitter, but like OnlyFans the platform now is advertising on Twitter.
I mean, that kind of tracks, yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. It's terrible. It's evil. It's very evil.
I mean, super evil, but like that's what we're working with here. That's what Elon Musk has left.
I've been getting a
by
lot
the way,
of
is Power Meat real? Could we cash in? Because I feel like if we made Power Meat, we could probably make a lot of money on Twitter right now.
I think that
it's the meat that wakes you up.
I think that Panera could make a Power Meat sandwich.
It's the meat that kills you.
Yeah.
So let's move on. We got a lot more to cover here. This is a fun story.
Grok.
Oh yeah, tell me about Grimes and Grok.
No, you don't even. You would be so sorry if we missed this. Okay.
Okay.
We don't know. Were you about to say you don't even know? Because like we definitely don't.
So move over, Grok. There's a new Grok in town. That's right. There's a second AI named Grok. Apparently, Grimes was also developing an AI named Grok. But worse yet, Grimes' AI is in the form of a plushy toy that talks to your children. She's literally trying to Megan us, if you've seen that movie, M3gan.
Not M3gan.
Here's the thing. Megan was dope. Megan was
a dope movie, but it was also, it was very much a please don't build the murder bot that teaches your children movie. And Grimes was like, ooh, I'm going to build the murder bot that teaches your children. It's not quite to the level of looking like a person yet, but also in Megan, it also started as like a Furby-ass thing.
I was going to say, have we learned nothing from Furbies?
Furthermore, it's also called Grok. And apparently she trademarked it first. I don't know what exactly this will mean for Elon Musk's Grok. Grimes, in her typical wishy-washy fashion, wrote like, I can't wait for the two Groks to meet each other on social media.
In court.
Why would they be meeting each other?
I don't know.
Where are they meeting?
I don't know. But also, I just want to say,
Furbies can go on the internet.
I'm sure that nothing will go wrong with the fact that there's an AI that's meant to talk to your children named Grok, and an AI that will teach you to say slurs and tell you to kill yourself named Grok. I'm sure that there's nothing could go wrong, right?
I wonder if Grimes's Grok will be woke.
I wonder if Grimes and Elon Musk like tried to have another child that they were planning to name Grok and something went wrong and they're just projecting all of this unresolved trauma onto all of us via the internet.
Not enough syllables in Grok for it to be a Musk child name, but
honestly, my guess is that Elon Musk heard about Grimes's project and then was like, I'm naming my AI Grok to fuck with her.
What if they had just like, what if they just had like one of those Lush toys that was named Grok, and this is all some weird like breakup scenario?
I think that it's irresponsible to speculate. However, I think that it's a great idea that we're doing it. Biscuit has taken Deanna's coat onto the ground and has burrowed inside of it.
Just dragged my coat onto the ground and made a fucking bed. And it's really cute. That's your coat now, Biscuit. You're okay. A colonizer. Biscuit just colonized my jacket.
Look, wow. You know, land back, jacket back. Okay, so... we do have to move on. This week, a report came out that since student loan payments have restarted in October, almost 40% of the 40-some million people with student debt just said fuck that shit and didn't pay it.
Hell yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
There's this New York Times thing like, what do we do? And it's like, get fucked. That's what you do.
Yeah, get fucking fucked.
The other day, my friend Emily was like, hey, they're going to have to reinstate debtor's prison if they want to get shit from me. And I was like, fuck yeah, lock us up.
Now, as a podcast with no legal representation, I think we are actually not able to give financial advice. But as a stupid person, I'm going to go ahead and say, if you're still in line, stay in line. If you don't want to pay your student loan debt, fuck it. Don't pay that shit. Fuck it. Let the world burn.
I mean, look, I said to my husband the other day, I was like, nothing. You don't have nothing they can take from you. Like, the house is in my name. Fuck the credit score. Who cares? Burn it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say, here on The Worst Week Yet, we endorse hitting the bricks. Just shit sucks. Just hit the bricks.
Hit the fucking bricks.
Hell yeah. Brick it. Brick. Let's move on. So, speaking of things that I saw in the New York Times this week, there was this article, and I saw this, and I was like, wait, that doesn't make sense. And then I read it, and I was like, this makes even less sense. So, it was another, like, you know, every time, you know, one of the major publications in the United States talks about China, it's always some boogeyman, it's always some fucking bullshit where they're trying to scare everybody. So, the story that I saw was in regard to China's problem with deflation. So apparently the Chinese consumer price index has been falling over the last year. 1 month it fell by as much as, I think, 0.5%, and it's currently falling like 2.2% a month. And so the way that this was being framed was that, like, everything is getting less expensive, and that's a bad thing. And
I'm sorry.
I don't know what the fuck is going on, because we already know inflation is a bad thing, according to the government. You know, they did all that shit with the interest rates, trying to stop inflation or slow it down. You know, we've been talking about how Bidenomics, he reined in inflation. But as soon as it deflated, then we're talking about it like, oh, this is a bad sign for China. And here's the thing. Like, they said in the article that prices for products falling can be bad for consumers and companies, because they were like, well, when prices fall, sometimes people might delay making a purchase to see if the price falls even more. And
what?
That's insane. That's insane. That's
deranged. Yeah. It's just typical, you know, Americans just can't, nothing can be good in China, period.
They're okay.
Like a couple weeks ago on social media, I just like said something nice about China's railroads. Nothing about like China being good on a larger scale, just like, it's cool that China's built so many railroads. I'm jealous of the railroads, you know?
And somebody
was in my replies like, can we not praise the CCP, you know, just like all fucking, blah, blah. And it's like, all I said was they got trains, all right? Like, I think that people should be able to say something nice about China once in a while as a treat. All right. I think that you should be able to say that deflation in China is a good thing, and that looks cool, and we should copy that.
According to this report, food prices in China have fallen 4.2% this year. Food prices have fallen. trips to the grocery store have gotten cheaper than they used to be. Nobody's delaying the purchase of food to see if it's cheaper later.
I definitely go to the grocery store and then just think, well, I'll just buy food 2 weeks from now instead.
Wait, I do, but it's usually because I get real overwhelmed in there. I don't have to talk to my doctor about that. That's not the same. Honestly, that's really why I don't eat. Like, people think it's because there's something wrong with me, but I don't eat because I'm just waiting to see if the prices go lower.
There it is. It's always good.
Deanna's
to have
like,
a plan.
Cucumbers are 2 cents cheaper than last week. I should
Should I eat them now or keep starving
for
another week?
I should
just
not eat for
week?
Two more weeks. I should just.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like, hey, remember we talked a while ago about how Joe Biden's been bragging about inflation going down, even though it's just like the rate of inflation has slowed. Everything's still getting more expensive, but it's by less each month. And like the fact that it's possible for
Wait, did you say buy less each month? That's buy erasure.
It's still
three drinks. I've been attacked on this podcast.
Anyways, I don't know. It's just I forgot that things getting cheaper is technically something that can happen. And the fact that they were like, whoa, we can't, this is bad news. It might be bad news for some companies. Like, I don't know exactly how that works. They might, their profits might be going down. Like, that, I guess, makes sense, whatever. This is good for the people of China. And frankly, I am once again jealous of them. Hey, Joe Biden, make a trip to the grocery store a little cheaper than it used to be. See if you can figure that one out. Oh, sorry. You're busy doing other stuff.
I feel like the manufacturers of products, like major companies, are so concerned with making like as much money as possible for their individual selves. But like if the overall costs of goods was lower, I think people would be purchasing more stuff overall. And then all of the rich people would collectively be richer. And like, we'd kind of all be the same down here hanging out at the bottom. Like, I'm no economic genius, but I feel like even like it, like all of these major companies that are just driving the cost of goods up are actually just cannibalizing one another. And, you know, that, unfortunately, the general population is collateral damage to all of that. But honestly, we were going to be collateral damage for them either way.
What do you mean infinite growth isn't sustainable?
Yeah, don't you know what infinite? Let's move on. This week, Rudy Giuliani. Also, I realized. So Rudy Giuliani got found found responsible for defamation and has been ordered to pay $148 million in his defamation case against two Georgia election workers. And we could talk about that in a second. But while I was writing this down, I realized that Rudy Giuliani is the same number of syllables and can be said in the same cadence as Panic at the Disco. Rudy Giuliani.
That's math. You just did math.
Yeah, I think you did math. I agree.
Tune in again next week for more bad
news. Honestly, I'm going to let y'all know that the reason we don't do math here is because, like, Andrew just does the weirdest math available. Like, that's not even math that needed to happen.
Well,
but I do appreciate it. As a math aficionado, thanks for bringing a little math to the show.
As a number nerd.
Yeah. As a big fucking dillweed, I'm just going to go ahead and say thanks for the math. And also, Rudy Giuliani,
thanks
fuck you
for the matheries.
I wanted to say that. Like,
lie in the grass next to the matherium.
I fucking told you. Okay. Yeah. So, Rudy Giuliani, he's been ordered to pay $148 million. Here's the thing is that, like, we talked about this with like the Alex Jones shit that like, oh, you know, he's been ordered to pay over $1 billion. And it's like this, he's never going to like, that's, I don't understand how this system works. Like, you know, whenever you have like outstanding debt, they can like take your money or whatever. But like when you get ordered to pay hundreds of millions of dollars, there's a good chance that Rudy Giuliani will spend the rest of his life as a wealthy person and never actually have to pay any of that stuff. I hate that this is like, they should, when a court rules that you owe that much money, they should come and kick you out of your house that day or something. Like,
so again, this is one of those like kind of legal, like one of those kind of loopholes that, again, like they can penalize the poor, but the rich can skate by, because if you have a court ordered like payments to be made,
yeah,
at a certain point, if you're not fulfilling those payments, they can garnish your wages. But because so many wealthy people like actually largely don't have a wage, like a paycheck paper income, and they're just like living off investment residuals and those types of profits, and that's the like considerable chunk of their wealth, there's like not a wage to be garnished, even though people are making a shit ton of money. It's so fucked.
I do understand that. I didn't think it's fucking bullshit.
Oh, I agree.
Alex Jones still makes a wage. Like, he's still bringing in money. And he's gone on 3 Hawaiian vacations this year. Like,
you know how many Hawaiian vacations I've been on?
4
this year.
Wait, no, you went on the 3 with Alex Jones. And then there was the one
with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
I thought George Santos and you went.
No, that was the Dominican Republic.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, George Santos. He doesn't go west. He doesn't go west.
Not it. No, I have actually been on 0 Hawaiian vacations in not just this year, but the last 34 years.
Yeah. The year before Deanna was born, yeah, she went to Hawaii.
My sister went to Hawaii once. That's as close as I've gotten.
Without you?
Yeah.
What an asshole.
Her unborn child
went. I've met people that have been to Hawaii.
I have one friend from the internet that lives in Hawaii.
I think we have a listener in Hawaii.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, hell yeah.
That is my friend from the internet.
Aloha. Anyways.
I'll whisper their Twitter handle to you later. We can confirm, compare notes.
We will both forget about it.
Yeah, did. What are we talking about?
Rudy Giuliani. Yes, I don't know.
Happy birthday, Rudy Giuliani.
This week, 2 men in Montana have been arrested on federal charges for killing more than 3,600 birds.
Burbs.
They must have had 1,800 stones.
Wow.
Math. You just said math. Math joke. Math. Big nerd. Math. Math guy. We got a real fucking math guy over here.
Yeah, real fucking numbers guy over here. Real pencil pusher.
Wow, just crunching them numbs.
Look, I'm just trying to add to the conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Christ.
Next week, Andrew Hillary is going to use the word dividend.
Next week, it's going to not even be.
I'll use it improperly, but I will use it.
You're going to skyrocket straight up to fucking algebra. You're going to blow through pre-calc straight to trigonometry.
My goal for 2024 is to understand what an algorithm is. Yeah, so these 2 dudes in Montana, they've been killing a bunch of birds. They've been going on to Native American reservations and hunting eagles so they could sell the feathers. And that's like super, super fucking illegal.
Wow, that's like 7 kinds of messed up, at least.
Yeah, there's...
I thought you were about to do math, but you caught yourself. You were like, no, I said a number, but it's not too late to not do math.
That's like 7 times 13 kinds of messed up, whatever number that is.
Yeah, it's bad, I would say.
I just love this because now Deanna's got this look on her face because she's doing the math problem.
No, I'm not doing the math problem. I already solved it. I just had I'm suppressing the urge to say the number. It's fine.
I zoned out for a second and didn't even hear any numbers. So I would say out of the 3 of us, I'm winning.
Anyways, are in fact winning.
Yeah. Folks.
91. Go on.
Don't kill birds. That's it.
Math. Math.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, of course, but y'all know I love math. Like, I was never not doing math.
I'm just being consistent, Deanna.
Thank you. Consistency is kind of like math, though, so you got to watch that. Because to track how effectively consistent you're being, there has to be some numerical metrics.
I'm not tracking the efficacy.
Oh, okay, because that's where it becomes math.
There's no efficacy tracking.
Hey,
I'm being consistent, even if it's detrimental.
I have some, you know, we usually don't do this till the end, but I have some good news.
Yay.
So this week was the conclusion of the COP28 climate summit. And something really exciting happened. At the end of the summit, they drafted a resolution that said, hey, we should do something about climate change.
And you said all cops were bastards. I mean, that's a good cop if I ever saw one.
The reporting on this was insane. It was like a historic moment for the climate struggle. All the people at the climate summit were like, yeah, fossil fuels are bad, actually. Like Saudi Arabian oil kings were like, yeah, actually, oil's bad, you guys.
Now that we've extracted all of it from the planet... I read about how I believe it's a Norwegian drilling company drilled below the permafrost, which released trapped methane gas, which can dramatically accelerate melting of the permafrost, which will then further release more methane gas, which will melt more of the permafrost, and on and on and on and on and on. And so
no,
we're all fucking dead.
Nordic socialism is going to save us, okay? That's the...
Look, did they make money, though? Answer the question.
I didn't count the money.
I didn't ask you what the number was. I asked you if the... I don't remember what I asked you. Anyways,
you asked me if they made money, and I'm going to go ahead and just assume yes. Even if they only made $1, they did still make money.
Okay. So that's a net good.
Yeah. Overall positive. Now you're talking about...
Oh, we released some methane. Whatever, dog. I got dollar bills over here. Sup.
Yeah.
Sup.
Yeah. Just dry up the melting ice of the permafrost using the dollar bills.
No, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
For
just
sure.
Mop up the rising sea level with dollars. That's why the dollar bill has like a little bit of cotton in it, actually, is it's more absorbent that way.
Hell yeah. In a pinch, you can use dollars as a diaper. Folks, what else do we got? Ooh. Do you know, what's this guy's name? Jim? John? No, Jim.
Joust Barlow?
Josh Brolin, the president of the United States.
I think that's someone else.
I think he's the vice president.
Okay, thank you, Kennedy.
I think he's the vice principal.
Anyways, Brandon announced this week, this is really exciting, you guys. So, you know, the war in Ukraine is raging on, and it's gotten a lot less attention.
Yeah, Brandon's the president. Joe's the vice president.
Okay. The war in Ukraine is raging on, and Jim, he said that, you know, we need to get more support for Ukraine because, like, now that everybody's focused on, the genocide of the Palestinians. Anyways, now that everybody's distracted, people are forgetting about little baby Ukraine, and they need help. They need to buy bombs too. So Joe Biden, he's trying to push Republicans in Congress to support more funding for Ukraine, but they don't want to do it. So Joe Biden, you know, he is above all else. He is a compromise candidate. And this week he truly showed some Donald Trump in him. He did the art of the deal where he announced that he is going to be willing to consider and implement extreme immigration restrictions in order to get more funding for Ukraine. That's right. Kids in cages? Nah. Kids getting deported. And just, we can do all that so that, we can give Ukraine more bombs. Joe Biden is basically going even further in some cases than Donald Trump's hard right-wing immigration policy in effort to convince Republicans to support his Ukraine funding.
The lesser of two evils is still really fucking evil.
Here's the thing is that like that lesser of two evils argument
is
like,
low-key more evil.
No, I'm saying they're like, they're taking that as like a challenge to be like, how close can we get while still being lesser?
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Why don't the lesser of two evils liberals support Hamas?
Because that's the greater of two evils by, you know, their definition. I think the problem is that the people who we are letting define evil for us are actually fucking evil. And so they keep moving the bar.
I don't know how to answer your question, Kennedy, but I will say that if Joe Biden's like, if these proposed immigration rules go into effect, like it's good. Immigrants trying to come to America are going to have a harder time getting in than they did under Trump. Like, this is more draconian than the shit that Trump was doing. And
fucked up.
This is the guy that they're like, no, you need to vote for him or else you're a racist. Like,
I mean, that has been just so flawed and it's becoming more and more apparent. But the problem is, like, they're actually still not offering nobody is offering a better solution. They are just a hold my beering about getting worse.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fucking, I know Microsoft Word would underline this. It's fucking psychotic. Okay. Like the way that they're like, we are going to just, here's the thing. As long as we're technically 1% less bad than Trump, we're just going to keep getting worse and fucking worse and fucking worse. And, yeah, it's horrifying and there's nothing we can do to stop it.
And here's what I want to say also. I might end up holding my nose and voting for Joe. It's possible. But liberals, that election is still almost a year away. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Why the fuck am I getting vote shamed in December of 2023? Okay. Like, you want to yell at me in October? I'm still going to tell you to fuck off. But at least, like, it's less offensive.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Like, there are still people vote shaming from the last election.
There's still people vote shaming from 2016.
Can we just, like, it's too much. It's too much. Pick a lane. Pick something.
I mean, it makes sense from their perspective because it's much easier to yell at somebody else for what you see as them not being helpful than it is to come to terms with the fact that they are backing a fucking belligerent bastard. Like,
I mean, also, it's like, you know, these people, they just want an answer for why things keep getting worse, and I get that. But the answer is not yell at your neighbors. That's not it.
Yeah. I don't know. I hate it all. But Joe Biden, real fucking piece of shit.
Classic. Honestly, classic. Yeah. Piece of shit.
League of Legends. Never mind. Anyways, let's talk about, you know, the reason why less people stop paying or are paying attention to Ukraine right now. The situation in Gaza has gone from worst to worst. It's truly horrifying what's going on. This week, the United Nations, they finally stepped up. And they put forward on the UN Security Council calls for a ceasefire. And the United States vetoed it. Then they did a General Assembly vote. And it was like 180 to like 10. Like people, it's a non-binding resolution. But, you know, the UN is like, the whole world is like, hey, we need to stop this from happening. And the United States is like, fuck y'all. Joe Biden, He's got a bit, his messaging has shifted gears a bit this week. He did say that the United States will not bow to international pressure, but But he warned Benjamin Netanyahu that Israel is at risk of eroding the public support for Israel if they continue indiscriminate bombing. Joe Biden, master of international affairs, was like, hey, Benjamin, you know,
Benny,
people are going to start. People are going to stop supporting this if you keep killing all these civilians.
We gave you these bombs for you to use indiscriminately, but your lack of discrimination is staggering.
So essentially, and I don't know if this was a direct quote, but I did see it in a tweet framed as a quote where Joe Biden said, quote, be more careful, end quote.
Look both ways before you cross the bomb.
So Israel, naturally, the first thing I saw after that was that this week they shot and killed 3 Israeli hostages.
Yep.
3 hostages managed to escape from their Hamas captors, and they were walking around Gaza holding up a white flag, and they saw some IDF soldiers, and they started yelling for help in Hebrew, and the soldiers shot and killed all 3 of them. You're going to have to be a little more careful.
This is a reminder that there have always been Jews in Gaza the whole time.
The
IDF kills those Jews too.
Yeah. Well.
And this is just a stark reminder of the fact of how fucked up this is. And, you know, the protests are starting to escalate in Israel. I do appreciate at least that, you know, there are plenty of people there that are also upset about what their government's doing, much like how there's lots of people here that hate what our government's doing, but we can't stop them. I get that. Shooting 3 of the hostages that you were supposed to save.
Well, you know, Israel, they definitely do have to be more careful for sure. Another story came out this week that apparently a mass grave was discovered outside of a hospital in Gaza where they apparently people had been staying in tents seeking refuge from the fighting or those that had been injured previously. There was like kind of like a tent encampment in the parking lot. And according to reports from people that found this, Israel drove over it with bulldozers while people were still in the tents. It was not just a mass grave. It was a mass buried alive grave.
I think it was a mass murder site.
Yeah.
Because like a mass grave to me, unfortunately, implies that people were killed elsewhere and deposited into this location. But this was actually where, this is more like a killing field than a mass grave, actually.
Yeah. Also, this week, a report from Al Jazeera showed that a school where people had been seeking refuge was the sign of maybe one of the most horrific things that has happened in my lifetime, where apparently Israeli troops found this school and found that people were hiding inside of it and went room to room and executed every single person they found, including several women and children that were found shot execution style in this school. I would say you're going to have to be a lot more careful than that.
I just...
Totally normal. Totally just... Yeah, that's what you do when you're defending yourself. Thanks, Joe Biden, for supporting this important work.
We did it, Joe. We did it.
I did see one hopeful bit of news.
Wait. Sorry.
Go ahead.
As both a woman and a child, I appreciate like when that like people call out that like, oh yes, they even were killing women and children, but like in a rare pro man sentiment, I just want to say that in the face of like this kind of unchecked just brutalism and cruelty, I think that even men are also fucking defenseless innocents here. Like
I definitely agree that I think the reason that this is like to make a point of saying they killed women and children is the fact that like This was not, they walked into a room and they were like, I don't know, some of these people might be Hamas fighters. This was people seeking, like, they,
yeah,
that's
oh, no, just, yeah. I knew what you were saying. I just, like, I rarely take a pro dude stance. And I just want to say that, like, I, in the face of this kind of, like, just cruelty and bloodshed, like, even them dudes are fucking innocent. Like, I just, fuck, man.
Horrifying. Kennedy, did you say you had
sorry, Kennedy. Yes.
I have some very slight good news about the situation.
Okay.
In is Palestine, Israel, which is that an increasing number of young Gen Z Israelis are refusing to join the military. Now, this is not a small deal in Israel because it is compulsory to be in the military.
For 2 years, optional. Yeah. Yep.
And so that means that if you refuse to serve in the military, generally you are sent to jail for some time. And also that there are usually are other societal repercussions that come from this in a society which has highly normalized the idea of everyone joining the military. It's not a small act for someone to do this. It is a pretty, they would have to be, feel pretty powerfully about what they're doing, because you're putting potentially a lot on the line. But an increasing number of young people are doing this, and building support networks to help each other do this. And that seems to speak to at least a bit of hope because, again, it takes a reasonable amount of courage to say, I'm not going to, join the Israeli military knowing you will face a military tribunal with unknown repercussions.
Breaking news. Some Israeli teenagers are more courageous than the entire U.S. fucking government.
I have a bit of good news. It's not related to this. This is, I would say, a palate cleanser for us to close with.
Well, let me just finish that by saying, you know, there is an increasing stirring that a lot of people in Israel do not support what the government is doing currently. And you know, the winds of change may be coming, and that would be obviously the best thing that could happen right now.
What makes me feel so, what one thing that, like, I think is particularly, like, sick about the whole thing is, like, just again watching a government pretend like they're doing anything on behalf of citizens when in reality it's all on behalf of, like, some just essentially here again, like a fucking proxy war. Like, the US is claiming that this is in support of Jewish people and, like, defeating anti-Semitism. But they do very little to protect Jewish people here in the United States. And they're only claiming this so that they can make human sacrifices out of thousands of people in a proxy war with Iran. And just the fact, just that fact of how disingenuous and, like, shallow and dishonest all of this is really makes me feel angry and sick. That's it. That's what I had to say about that.
I agree. Now, are you ready for something that we can be happy about?
Good fucking news.
This week, a congressional staffer was fired. We're talking United States Congress. A congressional staffer was fired after a video came out showing him having gay sex in a Senate office. Somebody made a fucking porno in the Senate building.
You know what? I think everyone in America gets fucked by what goes on in that room. And I'm glad somebody was like, I'm just going to get fucked in this actual room. I think it's great.
It's poetic.
Yeah. Poetic, yeah.
One of my favorite little parts of this was that in one of the articles I saw about it, the like image that was associated with the article was a guy bent over the table, like with his ass out. And what they used to censor the image was like a little cartoon of the Capitol building.
This like, was my January 6th.
What they had over, like what they had, they were like, you know what? Just so we never forget where this happened, we're not going to show hole in this image. We're just going to put a little cartoon of the Capitol right over it.
Honestly, free him.
Give him his job back. Give him George Santos's seat. Fuck it.
Yeah, give him George Santos's seat. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of George Santos's seat, I heard Martin Shkreli say that he might run for it. Let's fucking go. Well, yeah. So a whole bunch of bad news, but a little bit of a happy note to end on.
I have a question though. Like, okay.
I've got a happy thing we can end on also.
All right, Deanna, question first, Kennedy, then save it.
Like, did they at least paywall this content? Like, where, how?
They got it from, there's like a WhatsApp group chat of secretly gay people that work for the government, apparently.
Wow.
And somebody shared that video in there.
You could at least put that on like your OnlyFans. You could have made fucking money. God, people in the government are so stupid.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have one final happy story for us to end on.
Let's hear it.
Remember how Andre 3000 made a flute album?
Sure. Yes.
Well, this week, rapper Quavo bought a flute. I just think that's fun.
Andre 3000 is still inspiring people.
Pied Piper.
He's still an innovator. Still innovating.
Wait, speaking of innovators, Kanye West resurfaced this week as well.
Oh, no, that's not happy.
No, to launch a sock shoe that costs $200 and also to go on another weird rant about Jesus Christ himself, Adolf Hitler, and Donald Trump.
The four horsemen of...
Now.
Of now. Yeah, I did see Kanye's new shoe. It looks real fucking stupid. It's literally a sock.
Yeah, and then so many people were upset that it cost $200, and then so many other people were like, well, you know, Balenciaga makes a sock shoe and it costs even more than that. And it's like, great. So he's charging $200 for a sock that he is saying is an innovation. And now you're saying the price of that is justified because it's a knockoff of something that costs more, which means it is neither an innovation nor reasonable.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool and normal. Kanye is actually like three of the four horsemen just by himself.
Okay, wait. Since Deanna tried to kill the mood, I almost forgot, but I have one more happy thing.
Okay.
For us to end on for real, for real.
If you think that I'm not going to come back with another
you can't.
I'll do it
You think you're going to ruin this one, but as soon as you hear it, your heart will be filled with joy because today we're here to talk about the reason for the season. That's right, folks. It's the 15th year anniversary of the guy throwing his shoes at George Bush.
Oh, yeah. Never forget.
Yeah. That passed this week. Never forget.
Hell yeah.
I did see it. I did see that happened. And you know what? Great. Somebody, you know what? In honor of that guy and that shoe, throw a shoe at a politician near you. I won't say which one or which shoe or throw a sock shoe. Maybe that'll be like less.
You know what they say? No shirt, no shoes, no ammo. Folks, this has been a great episode. I'm so glad that we get to do that. With this stuff. So we're going to. So our Patreon schedule, we're going to do some best ofs. I don't know if it's TV shows or movies or books or if we're each just going to make our own list and not really be related to anything.
Just some stuff that didn't make us want to kill ourselves this year.
Yeah, we're going to do our reasons, our highlights of not being dead yet over on the Patreon. So go sign up for that. We're also going to be doing our 2023? Yeah, 2023 worst year yet episode at some point. So if you have any questions or comments or any of your favorite things or worst things that happened this year, send us an email to worstweekyet@gmail.com and we will discuss that on the show. As for this episode, it's fucking over. Kennedy, Deanna, you guys got anything to plug?
You can find me on that app. At DDDDeanna, that's 4Ds, E-A-N-N-A. Otherwise, don't look for me.
I got a project coming up.
Ooh.
That's it. That's the plug.
I got
two cats.
I got two cats. One is chilling, one's an ass. Yeah, so you can support the show by going to patreon.com/worstweekyet. Send us emails at worstweekyet@gmail.com. Find me at Andrew Hillary US. And more important than all that bullshit, tune in again next week for more bad news.
Bye.
Apes.
Bye.
Apes. Apes. They're everywhere. Apes. But they're gone. Find the apes.
They're in our hearts.
Go to findtheapes.com.